So I had this odd experience at the doctor's office the other day. You know, when you're waiting in the lobby of the doctor's office and it has a strong stench of a retirement home and a library, all mixed with the seriousness of church. And no matter what, you're there for the visit, the nervousness kind of sets in. So I'm just waiting there, staring at the same old dirty Good Housekeeping magazine, pretending that I care. And doctor finally comes out and calls my name. So we get up, we're walking to the back exam room, and he tells me, "Hey, I had a cancellation, so while you're here, let's get that physical and prostate exam taken care of too." A little confused I was, and I said, "What?" He said, "Your physical, prostate exam, you know, Reuben, they're very important exams that many people overlook, and it helps catch problems before they get serious." I nodded in agreement, but I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? I came for an eye exam.
Looks, sounds like you won the bet. Steamy with John Panini. I, of course, am your host, John Panini, along with my good friends,
the Canadian Hat Dog
and
Canadian Reuben Sabbath.
So we heard about Reuben's little incident recently. Now let's get a little caught up on ourselves, Canadian Hot Dog. I know myself, I've been meeting up with our podcast listeners on Tinder and giving them body grooming tips in person. So what have you been up to?
I've just been collecting garbage because I'm a garbage man. If anyone want to follow me on Twitter or social media, hashtag still dirty, I'm there.
Glad to know. I know our fans will be all over that. So I understand recently you were at the Montana Mixer.
Yes, it was a 7 days of hell, which I would have called it. A nice man in the parking lot gave me a pill I was supposed to take to enjoy it more. And then I don't remember anything. I woke up and I was broke.
And your body or your mind?
My car was stolen.
Okay.
And I didn't know where I was.
Mm.
And also I was in Oregon.
Really? So it sounds like they got pretty confused on the geography this year.
Yes. I'm not familiar with the United States, but I felt like I did move very far for 4 days.
Interesting. I think it's time for a traffic segment.
And now I'm introducing Panini to Go.
So we have a major traffic update here on Interstate 138 up in Oregon. There are some presidential candidate protesters up here who are staging a car crash in order to fake a disability scheme.
What?
Back to you guys.
And that was Panini to Go.
And now it's time for sports talk with the Canadian Hot Dog.
Thank you, sports fans. I am the Canadian Hot Dog. I'm not only a sports enthusiast, I also am a garbage man. There's a Salmon Beach volleyball tournament. It's one hell of a time. Next, there's a descaling fish with a washboard contest at downtown Nova Scotia. Disqualified contestants use Scandinavian boards. Next, there's a key toss-out. Drains cause problems. There's no winners, only seekers. Next, there's a microwave rub and tug. Surfers complained of chafing. The promise of sand in everyone's shorts is guaranteed. And last but not least, there's assassination of Phil Filson. I'm alleged, but not convicted. Thank you.
The other day, I was down at the boardwalk, and I went to the arcade, playing some pinball, and
Oh, God.
Did you guys hear that?
Uh-oh.
What?
It's the Lox Fox. What's up, pussies? Right, I'm a little pissed off. Better than being pissed on. Shut up. I found some old footage of America's funniest food. I got a problem with you people. Gonna hear about it. I want answers.
Is that plagiarism?
Explanations? Reasons? And cold hard cash. I was born to break necks and cash checks. Alright?
Alright.
So, you sons of bitches been signing some rubber checks and been bouncing, and I'm here to collect the due.
How much do we owe you?
A lot.
How much is a lot?
4,000.
US or Canadian? Or kroners?
I'll take either. Or a couple copies of Crimson Skies 2, it doesn't matter!
Might be able to finagle that.
So,
well, we've been writing bad shit since 1984. You're the first person to call it.
Whoa. Fox.
What?
Remember back in 86, me and you down ditches? We're down outside Battle Way. We're neck deep in shit. And just me and you, the rest of the platoon was gone. And remember, you're down in your dark deepness, depressed, and you wanted to give up.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
No.
I said, motherfucker, we're going to get through this. Just suck it out of this bottle. And where'd we go from there?
Straight to the top.
Straight to the goddamn top of the bar.
Oh, I'm so fired up. So I'm not pissed anymore.
So where you been living, Luxbox?
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Been living in an apartment. It's a shithole. The walls are paper thin.
Off Highway 6?
Yes!
I know that place.
It's a dark place. Goddamn dark place.
Lots of black people?
Exactly.
Mr. Lox Fox, is that in America, or is that Canada, or is that a different country?
There's only one country as far as I'm concerned. America. Okay? Well, red, white, and blue.
Well, actually, there's two countries at least.
Technically, no, it's I'm getting North pissed America.
Again. I'm getting pissed again.
You're shaking, Lox.
Goddamn it, Canadian hot dog, stop!
How about we agree on the continent? So it's North America. America's good, right?
The continent of America, that is correct.
North America.
The continent of the US of A, that is correct.
Nova Scotia, Canada, anything?
It's not Northern Canada, it's Northern America!
I'm gonna jump across this table, and I'm gonna grab you.
You know, Mr. Lox Fox, we don't have any history. I was not with these boys back then in 84.
You hear that?
I can assure you my checks do not bounce. Because they're made out of Canadian Parliament paper.
What about those campaign checks you lost?
They're made of maple trees.
So, I found
Canadian hardwood
paper. Hold up. You guys drill fucking holes in your coins. What the fuck does that mean?
It's just easier to put twine through and trick the...
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Machines.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It's great. Makes you have better hold of your change. But anyways, we're not talking about currency.
I disagree. You brought the topic of currency up. I just shot it down.
It's true.
You know what that fucking sound is?
It's the sound of the eagles roaring.
It's the sound. It's time to pay, bitch.
Reuben, this is half your money too.
And freedom coming out of your urethra.
Have you brought up the
Stockholm syndrome?
Have we brought up the fact about these bouncing checks yet?
You said something about rubber. And just for the record, John Planini does not wear rubbers. Can't feel nothing. But anyway, back to you.
And America's Funny Foods has been bankrupt.
What you do with your male lovers is up to you, John Panini.
There's no proof of that. It's all speculation.
Yeah, it's all hearsay. That's what they said about OJ, huh? Yeah.
Doing fine now. Getting three meals a day. Hey. All the consensual sex he wants.
From dudes.
I hear they found the
knife.
It's
all the same if you close your eyes.
I hear they found the knife.
Mr. Fox.
What?
I was very confused, though, because you haven't brought up these checks in over 30 years.
And?
Well, what have you been doing in the meantime?
Fucking breaking necks, bro.
Not so cashing as many checks as you would like, clearly.
Because
he's living in that apartment off the 6.
He's living the high life.
Breaking necks and not cashing checks?
When rent is $150 a month, you can come up with it, no problem.
But it is a problem.
When they bust it up to 3...
I said no problem.
Anyways, let's switch to a better time. Mr. Loxbox, can you tell us about any times where these two have been in danger on the road?
These two pussies?
No, Mr. John and Mr. Ruben.
Yeah, these two pussies?
No, Mr. Panini and Mr. Sandwich.
Do I need to speak it in Canadian French? Francois de la Pussies, to my left, to my right.
Yes, please say it in French.
Como se dice...
That's not French.
A cat's vagina.
Anyways, would you like to switch to better times?
Walk it. Do it. Do it.
Bring it up.
Go ahead, do it. You want to talk about better times?
Better times.
You know where I'm living? Huh? You want to talk about better times?
As long as you don't rip off an old comedian.
Who? What comedian? What better times?
Scaremaster?
I'm talking about times when you defended these two when they were on the road as America's Funny Food.
You were our old security guard.
Yeah.
Maybe I was.
Was that your first gig?
Maybe it was.
Who did you work with before or after? What have you been doing for 30 years?
Breaking necks, brother.
Who's next?
I got these checks. And I cashed them for work and security.
Oh, is this whole thing a metaphor?
And they ain't going.
Hey, Dire Straits wrote that song about him.
Which one?
Money for Nothing.
Dude for
Six
Free.
For Free?
Yeah.
You do, dudes. Don't talk about me like that.
It's all speculation.
Mr. Lox Fox, I heard you were quite the ladies' man when it came to the backstage Bennies.
This would be a correct statement.
Who are these Bennies you're talking about?
I said Bunnies. But with my accent.
You might have had a Benny, but...
Yeah.
It's possible a man slipped in. There'd be no way of knowing.
Dudes are always on your mind.
Benny is actually cocaine mixed with... never mind.
Canadian snow.
Catnip.
It was catnip, Canadian snow,
heroin. Performance-enhancing drugs.
Ecstasy. And a Norco.
I want to talk about Ruben and John for a moment.
Really disappointed in the two of you.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say for a fact I've had a grudge for over 30 years against the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
About these checks.
I can't see that.
Oh, really? It's right in front of you. How can you not see it?
I
don't know who wrote this check. I can't read this writing.
Was that Arnie Arbacar?
Oh. You want that Arnie
Arbacar?
I've always paid in cash.
Who is this guy?
Well, he's dead to us, but he's still alive. He was given financial advice during some of our other segments. We wanted him to talk about Arnie's asses.
He took care of our books.
We're talking about assets.
Very, very long story. Basically, we've saved him.
From a luxurious pleasure cruise in the dirty south.
Yes. And then he became our financial advisor. And then he betrayed us and took most of our money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is this why my checks bounced? Because of this Albacore fellow?
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mr. Fox.
May the fox find this Albacore fellow?
Well, something smells awfully fishy to me.
It sounds like he took the money and ran.
Sounds like a night at the Mustang Ranch.
Where might I find this fellow, Mr. Albacore? Because let me tell you something, I got a bat with a nail through it with his name on it.
You know what? That Arnie Albacore son of a bitch, he did talk a lot about you've never lived until you've been in a Tuscan bathhouse.
I don't understand the analogy.
It's not really an analogy. He's just this homosexual financial advisor who likes to
like
steal
you?
From people. Say what?
He likes to keep his fish clean.
That was so creepy.
Well, it was at the bathhouse, right?
Arnie always had this thing for Malaysian men.
Dudes, huh? The fellas. John gets that, right, John?
That's where he
no
picked
comments.
It up from.
Yes, John likes all people.
I like all people. All races, I like all flavors.
He said he's open to all holes, big or small.
Mm-hmm. That was the name of our third album.
Top seller. Number one in Afghanistan.
And Ruben, thank you for this cup of coffee.
Wow! All right, here we go, guys.
This is a bit different than the old days, Lox Fox, where you, you'd be our finder for cocaine and everything.
And why the fuck are you bringing up Fountains of Wayne again? Because I used to do security for them back in the 80s. And they never bounced their checks. Alright?
Let's move past and move forward.
Best next I ever broke was Fountains of Wayne. Best next broke Fountains of Wayne.
Were they your most favorite checks to cash after?
Yeah, they didn't bounce.
But where are they now?
I thought you did that gig pro bono.
They paid what? What are you talking about? They paid great, man.
I heard they played in spaghetti.
Tell the truth, Lox Fox. Tell the truth. You got paid pro bono for Fountains of Wayne in the 90s.
There's a lot of conflicting stories here.
It's fabricated. It's not true. No. I got paid. That's it. Your checks bounced. End of story.
We heard you got paid pro bono through the manager of Fountains of Wayne.
And spaghetti.
Yes.
You believe what you want.
It's on the internet.
You were so mad at Mr. Panini and Mr. Sandwich that you agreed to do this whole thing pro bono right when they were starting out. Admit it.
I will not.
You will not get paid until you admit it.
Get ready for your neck to be broken then, son.
No.
Will you admit that Stacy's mom has got it going on?
Absolutely.
See, you're getting a phone call by the manager right now, aren't you? That's your ringtone.
It is. And?
Pro bono work right there.
No, I stay in touch with good clients. They kept me safe. They kept me paid. I was good times with them, living on the high life. Now, since I hooked up with you, John, and Ruben, living in a crappy apartment with paper-thin walls.
Is that
Fountains of Wayne, best 16 months of my life.
Is that a US SIM card, or is that one of those Canadian cards?
I don't know what that means.
Pro bono.
You keep saying bono because I feel like you want a boner in your butt because you're into dudes.
No, we're talking about Bono.
Bono.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about Bono.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I worked for him once.
The Beatles, right?
Worked for him once
yes,
from Liverpool.
He definitely was a part of the Beatles. He was a Beatles singer, I think.
He was the only
incorrect.
One that wasn't gay, I think.
Incorrect.
Huh?
You want to know something about Bono?
Yes.
I can't tell you something about Bono because I signed paperwork says I cannot release any information about Bono.
Come on.
He is very
come on, Mr. Fox.
Private. He does nothing for pro bono as Mr. Panini would suggest he would do.
Mr. Fox, does Bono have mono?
No, he does not have mono. Maybe he's had it before in his life. I don't know.
But I heard his mom was an Elefanto. C-minus joke there, folks. C-minus joke. We're getting back into the swing of things.
I feel like you want me to say something, and I don't know what you want me to say. You want to be the punchline in a joke? You're not going to like how it ends. Go ahead. Do it.
Okay,
do it.
Okay, Mr. Fox. Say you're sorry to Mr. Panini and Mr. Sandwich.
Sorry for what?
For for cashing their
for trying to cash those checks.
Nah, you don't need to.
They wrote them and they signed them. I don't remember that. I don't recall signing a goddamn check.
Okay, look at this. I still have one in my wallet. Give me a moment.
Okay. It says Butkus. Dick Butkus is what it says.
It does not say Dick Butkus. You're making that up. Don't. The viewers out there. He
it's
is
a podcast.
Lying.
There are no
he
viewers.
Is, there are
this
viewers.
Is, this is an audio recording.
Then what is the purpose of this?
Mr. Fox.
There's
what is the purpose of radio?
None.
What is the purpose of sound?
See,
is
this,
what
checks.
Is? This is very existential.
Is
which
this,
reminds me.
Oh.
Do you remember? This is my impression of a French existentialist seagull. Pourquoi?
Is this some sort of civil deposition then, Mr.
No.
Panini?
Mr. Fox, I want you to look at the bottom.
You don't
of
even
this.
Know what a deposition is, do
and,
you?
And these
I
are,
can't read.
These are the alleged checks of 1984. Mr. Arnie Albacore signed these off and said, do not cash until 2017.
We still got another year.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
These years haven't came up yet. He was working on an interest rate for you when you would be owed this money after 30 years.
So you're telling me I got a payday coming one more year
one
and
more
I can
year.
Get out of the shitty apartment that I'm in and have some normal walls.
Oh,
if you like, Mr. Fox, for the same rate you're paying in America, you can come to Canada. And you can have a twice as big apartment.
Now, if I recall correctly, those checks were for $4 each.
But there were thousands of them.
Well, yeah, that's very true. It was $4 per show you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
And since you did thousands of shows, I mean, it actually adds up.
He's actually looking at about $350,000 U.S.
Oh, baby payday.
It's a lot of walls.
That's his retirement.
It's his nest egg. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did was shiny, now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe and rub it in so deep. Salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show.